Yeah.
Mr. Colson, Mr. President.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Hi, Chuck. I wanted to be sure that you got to Scali the importance of, and maybe get have him get it to Klein and others, of really riding that fact that the month's casualties, the lowest 4 weeks since, you see.
It's the lowest 4 weeks, I think, since 65. We got the figures this morning, 64.
But it has to be because, you know, it's only 80, and it's lower than it was in a week a year ago.
That's exactly right.
So this is Laos. It also just proves the Laos thing a bit, you see.
The networks last night, unhappily, just picked up the weekly figure, although they all reported it. And they didn't pick up the monthly figure. We got it to them, but they didn't use it. We did have Dan Henkin this morning over at Defense have a press conference as he was leaving for Japan with Laird, and he hit the monthly figure very hard. Now, all the networks were there. Also, Scali has...
He's on top of it.
He's talked to the news magazines. I think we'll get a continuing play out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the headline of the story tonight looking...
They did have to, wouldn't they?
They did. They threw in there a line that maybe it's a statistical fluke, which some damn fool at the Labor Department said, but... if I can find out who it is, he'll be the first one of the casualties of the Lord High Executioner.
Wow. Did somebody at the Labor Department said it was a statistical fluke?
Yes, sir. We'll it's typical of what these bastards in the bureaucracy do.
I want, really. Now, we told everybody is supposed to be here. Now, I'd find out, and then he's got to be fired.
That's right.
If he said it, I gave the orders. It was clear, didn't I?
Absolutely.
And I gave the orders in that economic thing. No, it's clear, and Hodgson is helping you on it, is he?
Oh, he briefed, and he did a beautiful job.
I know, but is Hodgson helping you on the investigation?
He will, yes, sir.
Get Silberman on. Tell him that I want the guy's name by tonight.
Be no question about it. We'll get this one. It's not attributed to anyone. It just says the Bureau of Labor Statistics attributed the sharp decline in the jobless rate to a statistical quirk. But that won't carry. The big story makes you mad when you see that, but it doesn't hurt us. The big story is running. I talked to Howard K. Smith, and I think he's going to give us a good story on it. Scali has talked to the other two networks.
Good.
And,
it is. It is some statistical. Then it must have been a statistical fluke that went up then.
Yeah,
see my point?
Just the point I made to Smith, and he said,
it had to be. It had to be wrong. The up figure is wrong too then, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
He saw that, didn't he?
Oh, yes, and he said the point is that it's moving fast in the right direction, and that's what really counts.
Yeah, good.
So we'll come out of that positively.
That's great. Great.
Brennan went out of your office.
How was Brennan feeling?
He went out sailing, Mr. President. It just was what was needed. And as we were walking out, he said, you tell the president, he said, there's 250,000 of my boys up there, and by God, we're with him. He was just elated over it because of what you said. We'll see that it's carried out.
Now, of course, as you know, we've got a plan on Fletcher. We can't knock him, but Fletcher shouldn't say those things. We've got to get him out of that line of fire and put him in the National Committee or something.
He agreed this morning while we were meeting. He was meeting with Ehrlichman.
And it's a great idea, and it gives him more opportunity. They can pay him a little more money and put him on the road.
Well, it's
but
good.
Not just talk about this thing.
No.
He loses friends with this. He is a good political property, but you see, he hurts it. That thing about the hard ass was, I couldn't believe it when he said that last year.
That, I'm sorry to say, was awful.
But you see, he's got this thing that he thinks the Philadelphia plan helps us. The Philadelphia plan is right, but it hurts us.
That's right.
And I kept telling Schultz that all the time. I said, Jesus, you know, Schultz and Garment and the other guys all think, isn't it great that we have the Philadelphia plan? I says, fellas, it's fine that we're getting these blacks into the jobs, but boy, it's killing us with our constituency.
They're now beginning to realize that it hasn't worked either. You can't force these things. They've got to be...
No.
You've done it so beautifully with the schools.
Yeah.
Using the same technique in this area.
And Brennan Field knows you're going to follow through on that. Get that New York plan approved. Get something approved before his meeting if you can.
I will, Mr. President.
Tell him that I've got to have that approved.
And
don't you think so?
I'm going to send... I talked to Ehrlichman right after the meeting, and he and I will push it this week, and we'll get it through. I'm going to send Cashin up to those meetings because he gets along well with those... with those hard hats.
Right.
And we'll have some good news for them. The Fletcher news is probably the biggest thing we could do for them when that happens.
Right.
They'll understand it.
Now, although we don't want them to... we don't want a big story out that we can Fletcher or anything.
Oh, no, no.
Fletcher wants to do this, yeah.
And they don't want that either, because that will just... That'll make it worse.
Well, yes, so we can produce something for Brennan. Now, on, of course, the wage price board, there's where we've got to be tougher on him, because we've got to keep their noses to the grindstone on that one.
I gave him, after the meeting, I gave him all the figures of all the settlements that have been reached, and he hadn't seen these. He thought they would be very helpful. He's going to send them to all his friends in the state organizations.
Most of it doesn't affect New York, as I recall, anyway, does it?
No,
they're doing pretty good.
Yeah, and we've only reversed a couple of settlements. You know, most of them have been what have come through in the normal course. We've discouraged them from doing outrageous settlements, but we really haven't overruled.
Did you tell him about the unemployment figure, any chance?
I gave him that on the way in, yes, sir.
He must have felt pretty good about it.
He was very pleased about it. The point he made to you as he was going out the door is a very important one. He said, you can... In the building trades, it's not the national leaders. It's the state by state.
Uh-huh.
And he keeps his very close ties with DeLuca in Pennsylvania and with the key people around the country. And that's where those fellows have an awful lot of power at that level. And
Good.
I think we'll do well with them.
Yeah.
You have to kind of keep nursing them along. But
well, we particularly want to... let them know we appreciate their support on the war. By God, I mean, on the national, their loyalty thing. Jesus, that's great.
He kept repeating your statement afterwards. He kept saying, you know, he said, the president is such a gentleman. He said, all he asked me to do was support him on national security. And he said, of course, I've been hitting Brennan that he's got to support us politically.
Right.
But he said, the president's such a gentleman. All he wants is the country's interest. He was very impressed with that statement you made.
That's the way to get his other interest.
And that's the way, exactly.
All right. Good.
Fine, sir.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.